Good morning.
Showtime.
7:38. It's Brackets Hunter.
38 on a Tuesday.
I see some trees out there, about trees. 33 trees.
This past weekend, we went on a rant about that again.
This is unbelievable. What? That makes sense. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Good to be back. It usually this time we'd like to do our topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. But we don't technically have a topic for today.
Nah, I'll take the blame on this one. I was just like, I was doing topics all week Friday. I was like, let's just talk about Brock's trip. Hell,
perfect. So we got a couple breaks here. I can't give the whole nut away right now. But what do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear about the bear or the skunk?
Take us on the magic school bus ride, man.
Through there.
From the beginning, dude. So where'd you go? I don't think anybody even knows where you went.
So we did a full trip around Lake Michigan. We started here, and we went to my folks' place just outside of Madison there. And it was great. Spend one night with them, and then we went right up to right up through the middle of Wisconsin, up to Porcupine Mountains there in the UP. Gorgeous area. Oh my God, Lake Superior.
So did you guys?
Beautiful.
Did you guys have particular destinations, or did you just kind of hop in and like, oh, this looks good, let's stop and stay here the night?
No, we had it planned out, so we got all the campsites for each, and so we did two nights there in the Porcupine Mountains, which was a beautiful spot. Our campsite looked out onto Lake Superior. Gorgeous spot, and the Porcupine Mountains were a lot of fun. So we did some hiking around there. We did some fishing a little bit in that area before we headed over to Tequamanon Falls, where we stayed for the next part of it. And so I'll tell you about. We did actually get to see some bears. However, we did not see any wild bears. We went to the Oswald Bear Ranch, and that was near Tequamanon Falls.
And I tell you can see and feed bears safely.
Yeah, exactly. And they have literally two layers of fence just in case the one fence fails. But I'll be honest, these bears are so doped up on apples that people feed them. You can get a bag of apples for like $1. And so you're just tossing. These bears are so fat and out of shape, they couldn't chase you down anyways. But the big thing Kiki wanted to, she wanted to like hold a cub, right? She wanted to touch a bear.
Boy.
And they did. You had an opportunity to do it. But I tell you what.
Thing will rip your face off.
Even the little baby bears are like, oh, my God, I wouldn't even want to run across this thing out in the wild. It's unbelievable. No. I mean, they got paws as big as frying pans. That'll rip your face right off, man.
even little bear. I'm sure you could just kind of see the power that even these cubs have. Well, you're like, oh, my God.
Let me explain to you the rundown, the checklist of stuff we had to do just to take a picture with this bear, okay? And when I say we got to touch a bear, it was a very controlled. There was three people around us, okay? They're like, this is what you got to do. You're going to walk up. All right. He said, oh, those keys that you got hanging, you got to put those in a pocket, okay?
Oh, boy.
Don't put your hands anywhere near the bear's mouth. They give you this little paintbrush full of jam that you put in the bear's face. He's like, once that bear finishes that jam, you put your hands away, okay, and you step back. So it's like, this thing's not that big. It's like the size of a medium-sized dog. And I'm like, you guys are being really, like, I'm kind of nervous now to get near this baby bear.
He's like, and here's a cyanide pill in case the bear does go nuts and you have to. End things right there. Well, you know what? How about this? Just superimpose me in the picture. I'm good.
You know, I'll do a six foot shot. Give me out of arm's reach of that baby bear. But it was really cool, and it was a beautiful area. They do a really great job at that Oswald Bear Ranch. I recommend it to everyone. And we got to see some big bears. They had some big black bears in there, some of the males. And you're like, wow, could you imagine running to that thing in the wild? Of course, I will tell you. Here's what they say about bears. In my extensive knowledge of bears, Hunter, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lie down. If it's white, say goodnight. So black bear, you're going to want to fight that thing, okay? You got to stand your ground. You say, hey, bear. I'm not backing down. I'll fight you. I'll punch a bear in the face. If it's a brown bear, grizzly bear, okay, lay down. Play dead. That thing will come paw at you. Hopefully, it'll just bite you a couple times. Don't scratch your nose. You scratch your nose, you're dead.
You're dead.
And then if it's white, say goodnight. That's if you see a polar bear, you're dead. That thing has already been following you, and that polar bear is going to rip you limb from limb. You're its lunch. So just keep that.
It's kind of. I always kind of felt like I could juke a bear. Do you think you could juke a bear?
Absolutely not. Hunter, no? If you ever want to test this out, if you got a death wish, let's go find a bear for you to juke, because that you are not going to juke that bear. Not one bit.
He thinks I'm going right, but I'm going left. No, not a chance, huh?
You're not going to spin move that bear, okay? You're not going to do it.
Come on, little Heisman stiff arm, too. I get away from a bear. Get out of here. Come on.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If I was terrified next to that cub, there is no way in hell you are juking a full-grown bear. It ain't going to happen.
You know what's terrifying? Is like there's no way to get away from it. Like you climb a tree. It's right there. Yeah. It's above you.
You try and swim. Yeah. That thing can handle a little water. Oh, yeah. They can run like 25 miles an hour, Hunter. I don't know about you, but I'm not Usain Bolt, okay? I'm not dead sprinting away from a bear. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty good on bears, man. Just from you telling me about them and a couple documentaries, man. Woo.
You're dead. Okay, so that's my bear story. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the vicious creature that was outside of our camper when we were at the Higgins Lake State Park.
Higgins Lake. You got a Bigfoot story?
You know what? It might as well have been the way Kiki reacted when that thing was outside our camper there. So, all right, stick around. We got more of your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.
Brock and only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:51, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yo, good morning. How are you? What day is it? What month is it?
I know. I kept thinking yesterday was Sunday because we had the holiday, the Labor Day, but it's Tuesday. So we got a short week this week, which is good, as we move on here in the Plan B Morning Show, because Hunter didn't get a topic of the day. I'm just BSing with you, telling you stories. Of course, as always, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door, and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. We love them. Specialite, Indicator.
We don't need a topic. You got stories. You went on a vacation. You got plenty of material to talk about. So what you got? Come on.
Couple little headlines from the trip, some highlights, if you will. When we were in the at Tequamanon Falls, beautiful area. I could live up there, man. Just gorgeous. Well, we did some ORV trail riding up there, which was a blast. We did those on the mini bikes, and we rode 4 hours on the mini bikes one day. Which I don't know, on a little bike like that, if you know, the vibrations, it knocked a couple of my fillings loose, for God's sakes. We found a cool little lake when we were out on the trail, so we stopped and fished for a bit. Kiki was slamming some rock bass, caught a couple smallmouth, had a great time doing that. I got to fulfill a dream of mine. I hooked up on a beautiful, beautiful trout on the storied Ausable River. Oh my God, I felt like Brad Pitt and A River Runs Through It. It was great, just in the rushing water.
Did you pull it in?
So I got it in, and I got it netted, and this crap net that is now in the garbage, the fish got through the net. It was probably like 9 inches long. It wasn't a chunker, but I Kiki went back to the bank real quick to check on the dogs, because the dogs wiggled loose, so we had to get them. And so all of a sudden, I hook up on this trout, and I'm like, Kiki, get the camera. Get the camera. Get the action shot. She comes running back out, almost falls into the river just trying to get a picture of me because I needed to show off for everybody. But anyway, I still got to see it, still got it netted, and then once it kind of got through, it shook itself loose. Either way, I'm going to count it up as a win. That's not the big part. When we were at Higgins Lake, so we got back down to the main, we got down to the Mitt, and we were at Higgins Lake, which is kind of in the middle north of the state. Really, really beautiful spot. State Park, we had an awesome setup there. Well, one night, all of a sudden, we hear this kind of like thud on the camper. And if you step on the little, the little step outside the camper to get in, it rocks the camper a little bit. It makes a pretty distinct sound, metal on metal. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what was that? Kiki actually woke me up. I was dead asleep. It didn't wake me up. But she's like, Brock.
Freaking out?
Brock. Wait, there's something outside the camper. Now, she immediately thinks bear, all right? I'm thinking it's nothing. It's fine, whatever.
It's a Yeti.
Then we hear some rustling around. So I'm like, okay, now there is something. So I'm like, am I going to have to go out and fight something?
So I hear animals out there scratching around.
So we could hear it from behind the camper. And then I remembered, that's where our trash is. And so I peek out the back window, and there is the...
Trash pandas?
The biggest skunk I have seen in my life. And I'm like, oh, my God, Kiki, that's a skunk. So now I'm not trying to startle this thing because I don't want to get sprayed, have that go into the camper because the window was open. Oh, yeah. So I'm looking, and it was like, dude, it wasn't your typical Pepe Le Pew, all right? It was like mostly white. Dude, a big old tail on there. Like, okay, if I was hunting, I would have made a hat out of this thing, okay? It would have made a glorious skunk hat. But there I'm sitting there, I'm like, God, get out of here, skunk, get. So I'm yelling, get, you know, without trying to bother the other campers. That skunk.
Because the skunk knows English.
Right? Yeah, go get there, skunk. And so eventually I just take a light, I shine it on it, kind of like, nah, man, get out of here. And the skunk goes scurrying off and everything. But yes.
See, most people make the mistake of letting their dogs loose and chase after it.
No.
And they're washing their dog for a couple months.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't want to have to take a tomato bath there at the campground. So, but we got I saved my wife from the terrible beast of the forest, and we lived to tell the tale about it. So,
you know, of all the animals that are up in those forests, it's not a bad one to run across. You know, it could have been a bear.
Yeah. Could have been a rabid squirrel.
Mountain lion.
Yeah. Mountain lion, something like that. So, I saw two bald eagles, which was dope. That was cool. Nice. It was full of nature.
So you had a very you're very in tune with Earth. Are you wearing any underwear right now? Are you wearing shoes?
No, dude. I got Jesus cruisers on. I smell like patchouli. I got one of my drug rugs. No, I'm a nature boy now. I'm eating granola every meal. It's fantastic.
All right, fantastic. Have you showered?
Dude. I long shower last night. And when you're in your own shower, it feels pretty good. And I will say too, because we spent our camper is not big. It's 7 feet by about 12 feet on the inside. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a small camper. We got into the house last night, and I'm like, our house is entirely too big. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, my depth perception was, like, all off. I'm like, has our house always been this big? This is insane.
We live in a mansion.
This is awesome, man. So, yeah, if you want to appreciate the size of your house, go live in a tiny camper for a week, and you'll come back and be like, honey, we need to downsize. This is too much for two people.
We're balling. We're balling.
Look at this.
Are there pillars up front?
Unbelievable. We got those weird lion statues out front. When did those get there?
Yeah. Anyway. Some gargoyles, bro.
So there you go. That's my tales from the north. All right, good enough.
I like it. It sounded like you had a good time, man.
So, we had a great time. It's good to be back, though. I missed you all very, very much. Hunter, I missed you. I'm even going to say
man,
it.
No, you
I'm even going to say
here.
It.
Shut up.
I missed you. I missed your soft lips and your what?
Stay away.
I missed you. I needed to cuddle with you for a whole week.
Go back up north, would you?
I'll go with you. You want to go camping? Mitch, I'm lonely. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around.